Unit 10, Lesson 1, Exercise 5, page 81. Listen to the text, then listen again and answer these questions.
Good morning, Miss Thomas. We are a group of students from the Lycée Moderne of San Pedro. We're all members of the School Environment Club.
Okay, welcome. What can I do for you?
We've read about the Grand Lahou Tree Project on the internet. Can you tell us some more about it?
Oh, with pleasure. The project involves planting 5 million mangrove trees on the coastline of Grand Lahou. Some youth and women from the local community are taking part in the project.
Have you done anything yet?
Oh, yes. The project has already started.
And why have you decided to plant mangrove trees instead of, let's say, fruit trees?
For three main reasons. Firstly, fruit trees won't grow in a salty soil, but mangroves tolerate it. Secondly, mangrove trees are very important to this ecosystem. They protect the land from wind and erosion due to the rising levels of the sea. Without mangrove trees, the soil can become too salty. Then nothing will grow, even cassava, which is the main food crop of the area. Finally, mangroves provide a natural habitat for many animal species.
Which species live in the mangroves?
Oysters, prawns, fish, crocodiles, monkeys, and various species of birds.
Oh, I see. So why were people cutting down the mangrove trees before this project started?
They were using the wood for building, for making furniture, and mostly for firewood or charcoal. But nowadays, most of them have realized that we must do something to preserve the coastline and the vegetation for future generations.
That's really interesting. I think we're going to turn our club into an NGO to work in partnership with your project, Mrs. Thomas. Then we can develop similar tree planting projects in the north of the country, where the desert is advancing at great speed.
Oh, that is a brilliant idea. You could perhaps call your NGO Trees for the Future.
That's exactly our dream. Right. Let's take a group photo with Mrs. Thomas. Everybody, stand here and say, Atiyeke.